Donald Trump, the Eye of the Globalist Hurricane. Welcome to this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is the 26th of October, 2025. Donald Trump is the Eye of the Globalist Hurricane. And I suppose you want me to explain myself, so let's begin in 1976 with the election of Jimmy Carter. From the time of Carter to Donald Trump, there have been seven presidents of the United States. I know that your reasoning is saying that there are actually eight, one being Joe Biden. Well, the fact is, he was never president. He was in office, in position, illegally, unconstitutionally. He was the individual that Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, and the leaders in the Democratic Party felt would be the best individual to take a position after Donald Trump's first term. Donald Trump did win. Now we know. We have the facts. The world knows. The people of the United States are beginning to understand that Donald Trump did win the 2020 election. Not only the 2016, but the 2020 and the 2024 election. But the globalists that make up the that are the individuals who have been, you might say, putting in place a system so that America will finally have total world hegemony militarily, technologically, economically. And Donald Trump, starting with Jimmy Carter, following Barack Obama, is the one president. I again exclude Joe Biden. Again, Joe Biden was placed in power by a hidden shadow government that has been directed by, as we are now finding out, Barack Obama. Did they know that, I'm going to just take a step to the side before I continue with Donald Trump. Did they know that Joe Biden was advanced in dementia? Absolutely. When he was sworn in, he already had signs of an inability to reason and was in a perfect scenario for an individual that we know as the President of the United States to be controlled. Eventually, probably, I don't know if it was even 2 years into that four-year period, the auto pen, where others were writing the bills automatically using this machine that lets presidents, rather than sign bills, it will automatically sign a bill or other documents for a president. By the second year, most likely even maybe longer, they were using the auto pen to sign Joe Biden's signature for whatever was needed, whatever needed to legislation, plus, etc. So we now know, actually I shouldn't say we, because very few people are aware that Joe Biden, still in this country, in America, are unaware that Joe Biden was never elected president. They can believe what they want to believe about the election. It was a fair election. Trump and the MAGA crowd, the voters of America, go to bed, they go to sleep. And 2 hours later, the vote changes and Joe Biden is the legal president of the United States of America. He will go down in history as the illegal president of this country, with the voting machines, with a sophisticated plan to put a man that didn't win popular or electoral votes in position. This is the crime of the century. Well, let's go to 2020, the big story of 2020 was Donald Trump wins the election, but within 2 hours, he loses the election. The big story of 2021, in January, an individual that did not win the election is sworn in as President of the United States of America. The big story of 2022, I believe it was in March, I think the 31st, it was, you might say, the end of a two-year lockdown of the United States of America because of the bioweapon manufactured COVID plan with the mandatory injections, bioweapon injections. It is what the press and the nations of the world, I think the World Health Organization has basically admitted it. Then you have the big story of 2023. Israel is attacked in Gaza, and the lie, big lie that Israel is committing genocide, the big lie begins. The big story of 2024, Donald Trump wins the election, but this time he is able to resume power as President of the United States of America. The big story of 2025, if I'm correct, it may be, this will be, we're in a period of time where the globalists within this country, using their operatives, the billionaires of this country, the kings of this country, like George Soros, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller brothers, the Ford Foundation, you have the NGOs of this country with Apple, I believe, and with big corporations such as BlackRock, Vanguard, in my view, State Street, the banks, Amazon, which is Amazon is USA Corp, all working in tandem to remove Donald Trump again from his position as president of this country. They tried two attempts. One failed. Second one was about to take place, but it was exposed before it took place. Then, so many details, I'm struggling to remember all these facts. And you can fact check. Don't go to fact check. Fact check is making sure that the people that are the rulers of this country, these kings that actually do rule the country, that they are the victims. They are the ones that are being targeted by an illegitimate president, where the fact is it was an illegitimate president that was placed in power illegally by an ex-president and his group that are now being prosecuted. And Christ said, nothing will remain hidden. Nothing that is done in darkness will remain hidden. Everything will be brought out into the light. Nothing can remain hidden. The truth has to, according to cosmic laws, by Christ himself, his prophets, the apostles, must be revealed to the people of the world. Cosmic laws. The people, before they make a final decision on anything in their lives, they need to know the truth. If you're going to invest, you want to know that the investment is going to be profitable for you. Everything will come out. Everything is coming out. In previous programs going back 3-4 years, I have stated that it was Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, and the deep state, the shadow government, the hidden hand, identify the criminality of these people, you get to choose. The fact that there is a criminal cabal in the United States of America, there has always been, going back to the time of going back to George Washington. Now the truth is coming out, and it's just at the right time, perfect timing, because the people need to know the truth. Now, I began with Donald Trump being the hurricane, the eye of the hurricane. I used this analogy back in 2017, 2018, after Donald Trump became the president. You can go to archives on the website, thispresenttruth.com. Go back to my programs back in 2019, 2020. And I used this analogy. I'm going to rehearse it for you. These 7 presidents, starting with Jimmy Carter to Donald Trump, these are the final 7 presidents of the United States of America, excluding Joe Biden. He is not recognized because unconstitutionally he was not elected. He was placed again illegally. I emphasize this over and over because it's going to take 5 to 7 times of stating something generally. This is the way the government mind control programs work. You state something repeatedly, minimum 5 times, up to 7 times before people actually get it. There's an example, Twitter. Once Elon Musk bought Twitter and changed it to X, Twitter formerly known, or X formerly known as Twitter, now, almost 3 years later, you almost forget the name Twitter because X is in your mind, XXX, and you forgot the former name of the company. This is the way it works with the programs, government, DARPA, military programs in this country. Repeat it over and over. This is why mainstream media, they are given at the beginning of the day, the broadcast day, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, all of them, they are all sent the topic of the day that they must repeat during their programs. Donald Trump is a fascist. Donald Trump the next day is a bigot. Donald Trump loves Nazis the next day. The day following, Donald Trump. Trump is a misogynist. And this is the way they do it, repeatedly. And then what happens is the general, the individuals that are, let's say, in that age group that has had very little education, that have had no cognitive skills. Well, not cognitive, I should say, I didn't mean cognitive. Comprehension. They don't have cognitive also, but comprehensive skills. They are the ones that the Bible says will be deceived. They're the ones that Satan deceives. And Christ warned the crowds, be not deceived. See that you are not deceived. Well, it's too late. Too late. They are already deceived. And for to deprogram these individuals, it takes a, sometimes it takes a life-shattering, I'll put it this way, a real come to Jesus movement or moment, a real come to Jesus moment, where you have a incident or something that shocks you, and everything you believe, all of a sudden, it's like the floor you're standing on goes out from underneath you. Then you pay attention, but most will never get to that point. Spiritual principles. Now, Donald Trump, the first six, Jimmy Carter, I'm going to do a program specifically on Jimmy Carter, the first of the last seven presidents in the United States of America and his administration. What he did during his presidency furthered and began a great momentum. They began the momentum in the final globalist plans of the West. Ronald Reagan, though he was loved by the conservative individuals of this country, he furthered globalism at an accelerated pace. So the hurricane begins with Jimmy Carter. Light winds, a few clouds, breezes maybe that are, you know, the plates are coming off of the picnic table and glasses or plastic glasses are tipping over. Nothing too serious, but you have to take the picnic inside. Then with Ronald Reagan, these 30 mile, 20, 15, uncomfortable 20, 15, 20 mile an hour winds accelerate 25, 30 miles an hour. Then you have George Bush Sr. Now the plans internationally as well as nationally begin to accelerate. The winds are a little stiffer, cloud cover, a little heavier. The rains haven't begun yet. Then you have Bill, Jefferson, Rockefeller, Clinton. Now the winds accelerate. Now we're 50, 60 mile an hour winds. Now you can't be outside. Leaves and branches and everything that's not tied down is beginning to blow down the street, across the yard. And the dust is kicking up. And if you're on the highways, it's kind of visibility is now being, you're not able to see what's ahead, a quarter of a mile. Then with George Jr., the father and the son working with the globalists of this country and the world. All of these individuals are in secret societies. They're in one form of a secret society or another. Oh, but not Reagan. Well, yeah, Reagan was invited to Bohemian Grove. Don't think that he wasn't in a secret society. Here in Colorado, I'd heard stories of Ronald Reagan, George Bush being in Colorado too. There was a big scandal with real estate, which George Sr. was involved in. trying to remember the name of it. But Reagan was caught in the big, nice motel or hotel down in Colorado Springs. Fancy, what was the name of it? I don't know. But he was caught on film, lewd sexual activities, and then George Sr. here in Colorado with his the scandal. What was that scandal? I'll think about it. Maybe I can remember. I'll mention it later. But then with, again, going back to Jefferson Rockefeller Clinton, the scandals in Arkansas while he was governor, and then when president, the winds, the hurricane winds again were now up. Then George Jr. comes in. Now we've got 95-110 mile an hour winds. Nobody is outside. It's raining. The winds with the rain, you're getting into some weather that is very, very severe. But then Barack Hussein Obama, he becomes president. And the hurricane winds now have peaked 140 miles an hour steady. And in his administration, 2008, boom, the housing catastrophe in this country. This was a sign by the Lord Jesus to the people of America, to the people of the world. It was a bad omen. It was a bad sign. And then you have with Barry and you have Hillary. You see what happens in Libya. You see what happens in the nations in the Middle East. You see the hurricane winds internationally. Now, velocity force 140 mile an hour, steady, destructive winds. This is the best way you can view what I'm speaking about. You can go back to the Jimmy Carter and the Reagan years, George Senior years. Go to the Clinton years. You have, I'm going to stay on, I'll stay on track here. Then Donald Trump wins the election 2016. And the winds, destructive winds politically in this country, the programs that were so, I hate to overuse the word devastating, that were so negative, the economy, what had happened with the conflicts internationally, they began to, when Trump came in, there was peace, the wind subsided, the clouds began to dissipate, and then you have clear skies. We have clear skies all through Donald Trump's presidency, the first 4 years. Now, you don't believe that he's the eye of the hurricane? Then, once again, he is not allowed into office in 2020. And look at the winds, the destructive winds that began once again. We're out of Afghanistan. Other things occur. 2022, Russia is forced to move into Ukraine. Now, the United States and some European nations, France, they were provoking Russia already. 2021, they were provoking Russia. There was continued talk of Ukraine becoming part of NATO. This is something that Vladimir Putin would never allow, because once Ukraine should have become part of NATO, now the other nations, the NATO countries, would be forced, no matter what, to defend their fellow comrade. And Russia couldn't allow it. So in about the early part of February, our government begins to say, well, Russia is planning an attack. And then others are saying, you're crazy. And Russia is saying, no, we're not. Russia is trying to stay out of the conflict. But then France begins, the propaganda out of France. Yes, Russia is preparing an attack in the Ukraine. And then the English, the British, and then more coming out of the U.S. And Russia is saying no, no. But eventually, Russia had to, they have their military games. And when those games took place, Putin, I believe, was just trying to send NATO and the United States, England, France, and the European nations a signal. Listen, don't press us. Don't push us. And then within Ukraine, you have in the early 6 months prior to the Russia's move into Ukraine, you have the Nazi element, the children from World War II, and the Nazi families, and the Nazi religion once again becoming very powerful in Ukraine. And it is being funded by America, by Germany, by some of the nations, I believe, other NATO countries. I think the UN was involved, protecting the literal Nazi movement, the socialist Nazis of Ukraine. Exactly like Nazi Germany. It is a religion. It is a not just a political move, and not just a war machine. It is a God-hating religion. Putin, on the 24th of February 2022, boom, he's into Ukraine. He had to stop the American and the British and the French operatives that were provoking Russia moved in. And it was Joe Biden that was behind it. Oh, did I say Joe Biden? No. Now, you better fact check me on this one, because it wasn't Joe Biden. By that time, Joe Biden has already, the doctors know, the psychiatrists know, men and people, women in the Biden, what's her name, Jen Psaki, she knew Biden was not there. He was not on board. He was not in the room. And it was the behind the scene, Phantom of the Opera pushing everything. And the Phantom of the Opera had pushed everything in 2014, 15, and 16 before Donald Trump took office, pushing, provoking in Ukraine. The European countries and the United States of America, the corporations, the big weapons manufacturers, not only aircraft, not only tanks, not only bullets, but the whole industrial complex, they knew that there is major profit in the next war. And with Russia being forced to make a move, that was the big story of 2022. Along with the, end, you might say, the end of the lockdown here in this country. Then 2023, the big story was Israel being forced to respond to the attack in southern Lebanon. As I had stated in the last program, I'll state it again. The attack on Israeli soil in 2023 is the beginning fulfillment of an ancient Jewish prophecy in the book of Psalms, chapter 83. It is not a conflict along the Mediterranean coast. It is a conflict that is regional. Psalm 83 is a regional war. It is the indicator. It is God's way of putting a timestamp on the affairs of mankind. It is the beginning year with the, I'll rephrase it. It is God speaking to the world, telling the Jewish people they have 10 years till their Messiah comes. 10 years. 2033, the same time of the year, at the time of the fall feasts. That is when their Messiah will come and reveal himself to the Jewish people who, to this day, still do not know who Jesus Christ is. He is their Messiah. He will reveal himself to them in 2023. That is the beginning of the final decade. And now we are 2 years into the final decade. And we are in the Trump administration in this country again. And there is the eye of the hurricane. You might think, say things have settled down. But if you view what is happening internationally with Donald Trump and what's happening in the Gaza, in Russia, if you view that and what's happening in this country, the resistance to Trump by these, Israel has its terrorist groups. We have terrorist groups in this country too. These groups are part of an overall plan, a bigger plan. You have the Arab countries funding the terrorist groups that are having conflict with Israel. You have these major kings of America that have great wealth funding terrorist groups to bring Donald Trump down. In Israel, there is an attempt to end Benjamin Netanyahu's time as prime minister, to end his prime ministership. It will end. There is an attempt. Presently, we are witnessing a coup within this country to remove Donald Trump again, to keep him out of his presidency in 2020. Now, as president, they're trying to remove him maybe a year, a little over a year into his 4-year term. I think by the end of this year, I don't know. They're not going to kill him. They're not going to assassinate him. But the resistance and the monies, the billions of dollars that are going to be directed and managed by these billionaires to remove him, they're going to be successful. Now, there's another way to view it. From a biblical point of view, Donald Trump is the seventh king of the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. He is the seventh king. He is a noble king, an honorable king. He is a good king. He's a king that should be respected. He has dignity, but not in his own country. It said that, Christ said no man is without honor save in his own country. Now, Donald Trump goes to Saudi Arabia, and he meets with all of the leaders in the Middle East, in the Islamic countries. He's treated like royalty. He's treated like a king. He's treated with dignity and honor and respect, but not in his own country. Who in this country, who gets the respect? The ones who are the liars, the thieves that cause misery, hardship, the greedy, like those that, in my view, there's Chuck Schumer, there's Lindsey Graham, there's Maxine Waters, all these individuals that you watch that are being protected by the deep state, which is part, and the mainstream media is part of the deep state. It's the propaganda arm, in my view. You don't have to believe me, but being honest, you have to say that Donald Trump doesn't have a chance. He will be it at some point because he was placed in position by God. It says that the seventh king must continue for a short space. So he's had 4 years, and now just almost a year into his second term, his second time in position. 1 year would be kind of a short space. Is he going to make it to the end of this year? We're going to see. But he was placed by God, just like with Jimmy Carter. God gave Jimmy Carter 4 years. God gave Ronald Reagan 8 years. God gave George Bush Sr. 4 years. And he gave Bill Clinton 8 years. And he gave George Jr. 8 years. And he gave Barack Obama 8 years. God will give Trump possibly 6 years legally. The first four plus a fifth year. I'm not even sure about a sixth year. But he will be relieved of duty. God will give him permission to walk away. Donald Trump is going to be dismissed from duty in a proper way by God. The programs are archived on my website, thispresenttruth.com. thispresenttruth.com. You can contact me, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. One more time, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And with the web on my website, when everything opens up, there are two sections. One is the This Present Truth programs and the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program, the church programs. You can go to either. I haven't been for the last, I've been basically dormant for 3 months due to a severe accident. I was in a severe accident. I was sitting at a construction zone, and I was rear-ended by a vehicle, a good-sized truck, half-ton pickup, long bed, and the Tesla in front of me documented the speed of the vehicle at 77 miles an hour. I barely lived through the night. This is why I wasn't able to do much in the last, 90 days. I'm, in some of my previous programs, you know that I'm a little hoarse. I'm trying to get my strength back in my diaphragm so that I can push air once again, so that I can speak clearly with power. So I won't say much more than that, but this is why I haven't this is why I had to take a period of time to recover. But it was through those who pray for me faithfully that I am alive, that I am able to once again begin my programs. There's more, it's more involved than that. The injuries were very severe. I barely survived the night. But again, through the prayers of the audience, the people that have supported me through the years, and honestly, only because of your prayers and for protection, am I alive. And I will give more details on one of my Olive Tree and Lampstand ministry programs. I want to stay, and I feel that during that 12 weeks plus, I had to reconsider what is important. I want my listeners to know that as a prophecy teacher, this is what God has asked me to do, to study His scriptures concerning prophecy. He is using prophecy to reveal to the world who He is. He is very God Himself. And He wants the world to know that because we're moving into a very hard time internationally, the only hope for billions of people will be a Savior who can forgive sins and give you entrance into eternity with Him. This is what His main intention is for the time in which we live. And so that you can see His plan with mankind and how He places people in positions as He pleases, and that for you to be alive at this time is in itself incredible. You could have been born in another time, in another age, but God wants those who are alive today to see that in our time there's going to be the maturing of three corporate peoples. There's going to be with the Jewish people, there is going to be the Jewish people that have turned and are turning back to their God that will be protected from what is coming. Within the Jewish lineage, within the 12 tribes of Israel, there is one tribe, the tribe of Dan. This tribe has been totally given over to Satan, and these are some of the very powerful Jewish people in the world that are evil. Not all the Jewish people are evil, but there is that group. There is a synagogue of Satan. Secondly, there are the general people of the world. Many will never know, they don't maybe believe in Christ. They don't believe in a devil. But the children of the devil, the third group, well, I guess there might be four groups, but the third group is the children in the religious sense. In the religious world, there are two groups of people. One, the children of the devil. Number two, the children of Christ. And of the children of Christ, for the most part, not all are faithful. And with those that are the children of the devil, I guarantee you they are much more obedient and are much more given to the things of the devil than the Christians that should have given all that they have, including their time and their energy, to Christ. That's why there is a great apostasy that the Bible has talked about, where you're going to have lukewarm Christians. But within this group of a family of Christ, there is a faithful group. And the children of the devil, don't necessarily have to go after the children that are of Christ that are deceived. They're already deceived. They're already, you might say, compromised. So the war is against the children of God, of Christ, that are faithful, that know that we are not here to just live and exist. There is a spiritual war taking place in America because of our media. We are able to see a war in this country, almost a civil war, but really behind the scenes, it is a war with spiritual armies. And the children of the devil, they use spiritual witchcraft to further the kingdom of darkness. We Christians have the ability, through the power of the name of the Lord Jesus and Yeshua, to halt them in their plans. The reason Donald Trump is so hated, because he is a Christian. He is born again. He is a young Christian. He is a civil servant. He is not a pastor. He's just a civil servant. Like he said, I am not a king. I am just trying to work, do what I can for the American people. He has duties, and they are to protect the citizens of this country to the best of his ability, using his position, and the same, doing what he can to keep the world from going into complete, total military meltdown. When he's gone, when Donald Trump, when God dismisses him and allows him to step away from his duties, and only then the world is going to come apart. The final end years of the final hurricane will increasingly get more devastating, more destructive, and evil will begin to, like the nighttime, flood the world. Evil is coming. These programs, I just felt during this 12 weeks that I need to, we don't have time to, I'm not trying to, I am not trying to do many things. I am, it's been great, a great time where I've been able to rest, been being away from the mic. And, you know, it wasn't too bad, but I'm in the hospital for a month, and I have to once again get my balance back so I can stand, to be strengthened so that I can speak powerfully. And it was kind of a nice break. But it gave me a lot of time to think. We are 8 years now from Christ's return. So for the people that are Christians, you better consider what I'm saying. If I'm right, the whole world is 8 years away from Christ's return. This means for the Christian people, there's 1 year till the period of time known as tribulation begins. In 2026, in the fall, the feasts of the Jewish feasts of Tabernacles and the Trumpets, 1 year we're going to be in the tribulation. For the Christian people, you're going to have to make a decision. You're either going to be faithful to the Lord, or you're going to be without help. Christ, he is willing to help anybody, but for those that really want to have a relationship with him, that your relationship will flourish. And you take one step, he'll help you with the next nine, but you have to take the first. Return to God. return to him and be fervent. Donald Trump is a, you might say, a marker. He is a post in the road telling the world that when he's gone, when he's out of office, the eighth king, the eighth final president of the United States of America, is coming to take power in the United States of America. The final individual, and that final individual has to be of the seven initial presidents. So you have to eliminate Carter, Reagan, Bush Sr., and all you have left, that's three of six. All you have left is Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., and Barry Satoro. I hope you can add two and two. I hope you can reason. I hope your cognitive abilities are intact. I don't want you to have cognitive, what is that called, dissonance. Donald Trump, this world hates him, not the whole world. The people of the world that have been victims, they are on his side. Even those on his side, because they don't know who he is, they maybe can have a, you know, they can squawk a little. It's okay. But once the prophecy is over, we are now coming to the end of this major riddle in the Bible, a riddle that has been hidden for over 2,000 years, roughly. A very simple riddle. The riddle of the seven final presidents of the United States of America. Is America in the Bible? I say it is. Is America going to be destroyed at the end of the next president's reign, time in office? Yes, it is. How is America going to be destroyed? Through that eighth king. The eighth king, with 10 other kings, will destroy a nation called Babylon, a beast, a harlot nation. It's in Revelation chapter 17. God is wanting the world to be warned. He must return. If he doesn't return, Christ said out of his own mouth, he said, if the days that are coming, which will be so severe, so hard, the trials will be unbearable for the people of the world. He said, if those days aren't shortened, no flesh will be saved. Meaning, beast, creatures, mankind. And it's not because he was, I'll back up. It's because mankind, they'll trade tit for tat. If they can't rule the world and own the world, and if they can't take all the riches and the wealth of the world and the joys of life, if they can't have it, well, then they will destroy the world. They will destroy it. If I can't have it, I'll destroy it. Remember, little kids, when you were little, you're so mad, so angry that, well, then, if I can't have it, well, you can't have it either. This is the tantrum that the devil worshipers of this world are going to throw. We'll destroy everything. If we can't have it, nobody gets it. If you don't want to play soccer on my field, well then, I'll pop your soccer ball. I'll punch a hole in it. When Donald Trump, and these last five articles, these programs, I have laid out concepts that are so bizarre, unbelievable, frightening, that you should tell your friends, because these programs to this day, I've asked the Lord, to just direct me. I don't know what I should and shouldn't say. But the thing is this, if the wicked aren't holding back, if the wicked are making their plans known, and if they're responding, then the righteous should respond too. And the thing is this, they don't get it all. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. It's not their sun. Though they may try to destroy it, it's not theirs. They must allow the just to enjoy the sun also. And the rain falls on the good and the bad. The rain, they don't get it all. They have cosmic principles they must follow. They have to allow God's children. They're allowed to do their evil, and they have to allow those that Satan, that God commands, to do their righteousness. They have to be allowed to do and warn the world. They're trying to destroy the world. They have to allow those that God has ordained to... Let me think a second here. They have to allow those that God has ordained to warn the world about their evil. They have to be allowed to let those individuals be the servants that God called them to be. And Donald Trump, they must allow him to finish what God has commanded him to do. Obama got his 8 years, and then he was attempting to interfere with Donald Trump's first presidency, which he did. Then he helped keep Trump from taking a second term and placed in an incompetent individual who was not president. I cannot call Joe Biden president. He wasn't. He was placed. You might say he was a substitute, but he never was president. Donald Trump now, again, 3 times the American people voted him in. 3 times. And this last, all 3 times were legitimate, constitutionally legitimate. But when Donald Trump, when God says, Donald, your time now, I have to punish this country, I have to punish the wicked, I have to punish the world, you have to stand down, Donald Trump, and he will. And Donald Trump will leave with honor. And he will leave with respect. Maybe not to that day, but after that day when the people realize he was God's eye of the hurricane. He was the individual that God wanted in position to protect this country and the nations of the world. And from the globalists. Globalism, it's not going to be, the globalists did fail. They failed. They're going to get, they wanted to take 100 tons of gold, so to speak. I'll use that as an example. 100 tons of gold, they're only going to get 30 tons. The rest of the world, the other 70% of the world, is going to survive outside of the Antichrist control network. Now, the Antichrist, according to the Bible, that individual, he destroys pretty much the whole world and makes the world like a wilderness. But that's for another program. ThisPresentTruth.com is the website. ThisPresentTruth.com. You can write me at Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. One last time, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. And my next program, I will just be a continuation, because this big prophecy is about to come to an end. We must cover it perfectly, because once it's done, it's just going to be a prophecy fulfilled. God bless you. Talk again.